You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Hello and welcome. I'm Joseph Hughes. This is Adventures of Joe here on Camden Community Radio. It's great to have your company. Adventures of Joe is all about places I've been and seen in a week. And today I am joined by my colleagues Freddie.
Hello.
Violet.
Hello.
And
Julia.
And Charlotte.
And it's a bumper edition this week, Joseph. When have we had so many people on?
Yes, we have a bumper edition today of My Adventures of Joe, because we have two very special guests called Julia and Charlotte.
Is it a good adventure for your special guests?
And yes, it's a good adventure because of our very special guests. Because of Tuesday this week.
Oh, yeah, it was on Tuesday. So yes. What happened?
Yes, on Tuesday this week, as usual on Tuesday evening, I go to Chelsea and Westminster Hospital Radio.
Yep.
Based on the Fulham Road, where Freddie goes to as well.
Played out the tunes.
And we played out the tunes. After Chelsea and Westminster Hospital Radio, I went on the number 14 bus from Chelsea and Westminster Hospital, all the way along the Fulham Road, past Brompton Cemetery, past Chelsea Football Club, past Fulham Broadway Station and Putney Bridge.
So what happened when you got off the bus?
And I actually got the number 14 bus all the way to Putney Heath. I got off at the last stop, which is Putney Heath.
Isn't that the wrong way? That's not towards your home, is it? That's away from your home.
Yes, that's away from my home.
That was pretty crazy.
Yes, I just decided to do a crazy, stupid adventure on Tuesday night.
What time of night was this? Was it not very dark?
Yes, it was actually after 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday night.
And so Putney Heath, what was that like at night? Spooky? Eerie?
So when I got off the 14 bus at the last stop, Putney Heath, I was actually just looking at Putney Heath from a distance, and it was actually pitch black, and it was wood. I saw woodland, and there's a lot of trees there, and it's actually scary, and it's a lot of grass and woodland.
Was there anyone else there?
There's a few people walking along the road.
Robbers and highwaymen.
Did they have like their arms a bit outstretched, and were they making a slightly strange groaning sound?
No.
That's always how
by.
I picture Putney.
Yeah, Putney Heath. So, and by the way, I was looking at woodland from a distance, which is Putney Heath. From a safe distance. And I was actually waiting for the 85 bus at Putney Heath to take me back to Putney Bridge. So I was waiting for 85 bus, and I was standing outside a pub called the Green Man.
Oh, yeah.
And when I was standing outside the Green Man pub, I had Freddie on my mind.
Oh, well, yeah. You know I like Freddie on my mind, don't you?
Because I was thinking, I wish Freddie was here now to go inside the Green Man pub so I can have a vodka and lemon.
Aww.
and Freddie can have his lagers or beers. And for me to be able to say, get on a beer, son, get on a beer, son. And so I was waiting outside the Green Man pub and in Putney Heath. And then I got the 85 bus all the way to Putney Bridge, which is just a short bus ride down, the 85 bus. And then I was waiting at Putney Bridge for the 220 bus all the way to Station Road in Halston. and that bus goes, the 228 bus goes through many places along the way.
And so when you got off to Station Road at Harlesden, then it was a short walk home?
No. When I got off at Station Road in Harlesden, I crossed over the road to take the 266 bus all the way down to Harlesden Police Station in Church Road, and then just walk, just have about a 5-minute walk home from there.
What an adventure.
What was your favourite part of that adventure?
My favourite part of my adventure was going to Putney Heath and seeing the woodland, and to be reminded of Hampstead Heath, because I did walk through Hampstead Heath once, all the way from Golders Green Park, all the way down to Parliament Hill.
I remember that adventure. Yeah,
and that was over one hour walk. So that was my adventures for this week. Now it's over to my colleagues.
Shall I kick it off? I've got an adventure for once. Okay. I usually don't have an adventure. I went. Fans of the King's Cross, back of King's Cross development will know that there's that new outdoor swimming pond they built. It's just a little pond. And me and you, Joseph, we went and had a look at it once. Do you remember when we went up that viewing tower and we looked at all those people swimming?
Yes.
And do you remember what I said about all the people swimming?
Yes.
Can you remember? No. I think I just said that they all look like idiots.
Yes.
So I went swimming.
Was that true, Joseph? Or did they just look fine to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I ate my words on Wednesday because I went to the pond and went swimming in it. And yeah, it's quite good. It's slimy. When you put your feet down, it's slimy. Ooh. There's like sludge and it's all covered in the green algae. And there's a bit where there's water lilies growing and you can see their roots. And there's snails in the water, like water snails. But it was kind of cool. Yeah, it was good.
Are you sure you were meant to be swimming in that?
Yeah, definitely. I wasn't just...
You didn't get the wrong pond.
No, I mean, it is basically just like a building site and they filled in the hole. It's cool. It was cold. It was really cold, even though it was so hot this week. So that's why I kind of went, because it was the heat wave. But that was my adventure.
And next... Okay, and next, that was Freddie's adventure for this week. Next is Charlotte. Charlotte, what was your adventure for this week?
My biggest adventure this week actually took place like in my own home. So on Wednesday, my flatmate texted me to say that could I go home as soon as possible because she couldn't find the cat. She'd left her balcony door open and the cat had escaped. So I went somewhere that I'd never been before, which was onto the roof of our flats. So basically I walked around the flat for a while, shaking a bag of what are called dreamies.
Oh, yeah.
Which are like addictive to cats. If anyone has a cat, they know what that is. So basically all you have to do is shake the bag of dreamies and you'll lure like all the cats in. So I walked around the flat doing that for a while and couldn't find her.
Did you have a trail of cats who weren't your cat?
No. I thought maybe I could hear some kind of distant meowing. But I didn't get any stranger cats in. But so I eventually couldn't find her and it'd been a really, really hot day. So I thought maybe... if she'd have been locked out, she would have gone... The only place she really could have gone was up on the roof. My flatmates go up there sometimes, but it scares me a little bit, so I've never actually been. So I walked onto our terrace and then climbed onto sort of our little mini shed thing and then onto my neighbour's wall and then up onto the roof and found her.
Parkour?
Yeah. Actually, the only reason my flatmate can get up there is because she's into parkour. So it's not something I've been up on before. So eventually I crawled around our roof waving a pack of dreamies and found the cat. So that was my main adventure this
week. That
was
a good adventure.
Yeah. Oh, so you found your cat. I'm glad it's a happy ending.
Yes. Yeah, me too.
What's your cat called?
Kiwi.
Aww.
That's nice.
Good name. I don't have a good adventure. This week, I have had a very boring week, which just included a lot of reading on Hampstead Heath. So I think we should go to Julia, who is probably on the best... Well, she's still on her adventure, and it's probably the most exciting one in the room this week.
I don't know if it's the best adventure, but it's true that this week I've been in very different places. I usually live in France, and each day I was in a different place. I'm starting on Sunday. I was in Bourges, that is a little town in the center of France. On Tuesday, I went to another town in France that is called Orléans. Which is famous because that was the city where there was Jeanne d'Arc. Perhaps you know this character, famous character.
Oh, Joan of Arc. Joan of Arc,
yes.
Jeanne d'Arc.
Yes. And then I went to Paris for 2 days, and then I decided to come here in London. And,
What, spontaneously?
Quite spontaneously, because I was in holidays, and I arrived here and I was proposed to take part to this show, so it's quite an adventure as well. And tomorrow I go back to Paris, so I think all my week is a kind of big adventure because of all these travelings.
Yes, it was great. It was great, Julia, to hear about your adventures. It was fantastic. So that is the adventures of Joseph. That's the adventures of Joe for another week, and my very special guests here, and it's great to have your company. So from me, Joseph Hughes, and my colleagues Freddie,
bye bye,
Violet,
goodbye,
Charlotte,
bye,
and Julia,
bye.
Till the next time, to all of you, wherever you are, goodbye. God bless you.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org